Couldn't get enough of us, huh? Well, hey, neither can I. I also listen to the podcast every day.
That's
after
weird.
The show.
Wow,
I
weird.
Go home and I listen. Okay. I cut out the parts with everyone else. It's just me.
Oh,
but you should listen to the full show because it's way better that way. It starts now.
Finally, after thousands and thousands of years of human innovation,
what?
It's finally paid off.
Wait, what? Really? What just happened?
Because let's be honest, we've come up with a lot of really dumb, useless food inventions over the years.
Not useless.
I mean,
but very dumb, yes.
You see them on those late night infomercials.
Oh my God.
I love
my
them.
Mother-in-law just gave me an avocado saver. It is the dumbest
oh
thing.
Oh my God, my grandma gave me one of those.
Wait,
oh.
What is that? Yeah. I want one.
It is so dumb.
You put half of an avocado in it.
Yeah, and you can only put half in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So it doesn't go spoiled.
It's going to be something stupid like this.
You know, they have those things, the laser-powered pizza cutters.
Oh, yeah.
The banana koozie.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, dude.
The one-ounce water bottle.
Yeah. Just keep refilling it.
Oh, I'm really glad I took this. But no, recently, engineering students from Johns Hopkins University creating something actually worthwhile.
All right.
It's called Tasty Tape.
What is that?
It's an edible adhesive piece of tape that you use to keep burritos and your other wrapped foods sealed while you eat them.
My mind is blown.
Wow. Is it made out of like rice or something?
They said they tested a bunch of different ingredients before they settled on the final recipe for the tape. But they promise it's edible, it's safe, and it has the strength to keep even the fattest burrito closed tight.
That's
going to be a life changer.
I'm so down for this.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Unclear when it's going to be available because the patent is still pending, but it's coming soon. You won't have to worry about holding your burritos tight. Or if you're on a diet, screw the burrito. Just eat the tape.
Oh, yeah!
The future is here. We don't have to invent anything else.
Yeah. I'm always going to remember today.
Let's edible tape,
it, yep,
dude.
We peaked.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the shock collar question of the day. No Bucket in studio today. Sending it right over to Digital Jake to tell us what the question's going to be. Jake, what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure if our listeners know this, but years ago, our own Brooke Fox paid developers to clear out land to build their palatial estate in a very exclusive area of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you mean my 1927 house that I live in?
Is that how many millions it cost?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
In doing so, she caused 13 endangered species to officially go extinct.
Oh, Brooke, you're the white rhino.
Our house is on a 3,500 square foot lot. It is not... What?
It's a lot of wildlife.
Yeah.
I bring it up because today is National Endangered Species Day.
Oh,
and we're calling attention to these rare, at-risk animals whose lives are at stake due to climate change, disease, and other factors.
Yeah, humans. Aww. Humans are the factors.
Yeah.
And we'll be putting a spotlight on just a few of them with a round-the-room creature conservation pick-a-critter-from-the-litter shock collar question of the day.
Wow.
I
love it. All my time watching Wild Kratts with my kids is finally going to pay off.
We'll see.
Each person will be given three names of animal species. Two are made up, and you have to tell me which one is the real animal currently on the endangered list.
Okay.
If you do that, you're safe from the shock. Alexis, we'll start with you because you thought the movie Finding Nemo was a documentary based on real events.
That is so cute.
Wait, can we help or no, Jake?
No helping.
No helping, okay.
No one's helping these animals, so you can't help Alexis or anyone
else.
Makes which of these is a real endangered species, Alexis?
Okay.
The tasseled, lump-sucking Arabic armadillo.
Oh,
wow. The Himalayan waffle-coned butterfly.
What are these names?
Or Santa Catarina's guinea pig. Here's a list.
Oh, thanks. Why do they all sound made up?
I don't know. It's hard because Jake is so creative with...
So smart.
Like, lump sucking has to be made up for the armadillo, right?
I don't know.
Surely nothing is named that.
Or else it would have been your college mascot.
I just am like... I don't know, but also waffle-cone butterfly.
A Himalayan waffle cone sounds delicious.
I know.
Right?
The description's really
good. Well, I'm going to take off guinea pigs. I don't think those are extinct. Or not getting endangered. So I'm going to go with the Himalayan waffle-coned butterfly, Jake.
Mmm, delicious.
Aww.
Santa Catarina's guinea pig.
Really?
Found only on a small island off of Brazil.
Oh, we see a picture.
The population of guinea pig is diminishing from poaching and land development.
Did not know that.
So you got that incorrect.
Black, white, and orange.
Having one in a teenager's bedroom doesn't count as
wildlife. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Next, let's go on to Brooke.
Okay.
And for the record, I tried to pick an animal that you haven't killed and fried up for lunch, and honestly, it took me a long while.
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
Which of these is a real endangered species? David's back-tatted lizard.
Cool.
Nelson's small-eared shrew, or Aladdin's turkey run doodle doodle, which, by the way, is a type of monkey found in Kenya. Here's your list.
Whoa.
Wow.
Interesting.
This is really interesting.
So I feel like David's back-tatted lizard sounds like the name of a rock band.
It does. Or like a dive bar.
Yeah. Or somebody I dated at a trailer park a long time ago. I'm going to go with that one is made up. Nelson's long-eared shrew. I'm not even sure what a shrew is. Aladdin's turkey run doodle doodle. I really want this one to be real.
Yeah. So Aladdin.
And you want to eat it?
The Aladdin part is what throws me off. If it was a turkey run doodle doodle. I think I'm going to go with Nelson's long-eared shrew is what is endangered.
I like your answer, Brooke.
Oh, yeah! Nice. Hey.
Nelson's small-eared shrew. Found in eastern Mexico, the shrew is losing its natural habitat due to human development. Plus, they're being forced into smaller territories, which means more predators.
It's so cute.
That one's not as cute as the guinea pig, though.
So small-eared shrew.
On to Jose, who just a few years ago had 4 endangered species placed into his adult diaper when he started the show.
Seriously, one was a cricket.
Jose, which of these is a real endangered animal? The vampire snapping bat snake.
Whoa.
The spiny tailed hippo scorpion.
Ooh.
Or the Indian peacock tarantula.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm scared.
Vampire snapping bat snake. That just sounds like someone put the scariest words together they could possibly think of.
Yeah.
I feel like I can see in my head a slow-mo clip of a snake jumping up and grabbing a bat out of midair.
I can see that too.
You know what I'm saying? A spiny-tailed hippo scorpion. Why would it be a hippo scorpion?
A big fat scorpion.
It's the ears all boom, flopping
boom,
around.
Boom, boom.
I'm going Indian peacock tarantula.
Yay!
Wow.
The Indian peacock tarantula is a bright blue member of the tarantula family.
That is so beautiful.
Wow.
You guys should, if you can't see this image, you have to Google search
it. It's actually a pretty spider.
I wonder if they have them at Petco.
It looks like a tarantula that went to a rave.
Finally, we're on to Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Which of these is a real endangered animal? The pygmy three-toed zebra death cat.
Whoa.
Please don't laugh. This is serious.
Sorry. If you're endangered, I'm sorry.
The Cuban greater funnel-eared bat.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Tibetan muffin-topped mosquito.
Muffin-topped mosquito.
Oh, chubby mosquito.
He just doesn't know when to stop sucking, that little guy. Okay. Muffin-top mosquito, that just sounds ridiculous.
It's so funny.
Really funny, but I mean, there's no way that's real.
It doesn't know how to do portion control.
Yeah, so I'm just going to eliminate that one. So it's between the Cuban great funnel-eared bat and the pygmy three-toed zebra death cat.
The big two, as they're known.
Yeah.
You got the funniest one.
I mean, funnel-eared bat, that sounds real.
All right.
This bat is native to Cuba, and the natural erosion of the cave habitat's been made worse due to human development and mining, Brooke.
Only person getting shocked today is going to be Alexis, and somebody wanted to hear Animals by Maroon 5.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Do you love Facebook or do you hate Facebook?
Is this a question that we are allowed to answer?
Don't answer.
Okay.
It does feel like people tend to lean very strongly one way or the other.
Yeah.
And before last week, Paul and Teresa Hartso of Conowingo, Maryland were not fans of Facebook.
Okay.
They were really only using it to see photos of their grandchildren and ask if anybody knows what time the Walgreens opens.
Yeah, this makes sense. This is what Facebook is filled with.
Right.
So,
that in conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right.
The other day, they logged on, and of course, Facebook had posted an advertisement.
Uh-huh.
So Teresa was about to click off it when she noticed it was about a $1 million Mega Millions ticket that was purchased from the same store her and her husband go to.
Whoa.
Oh, this is a dream of mine.
So she called Paul up at work, and he told her to go look for their tickets inside their dresser. And when she saw the very last one, she was in disbelief.
No.
Because turns out Facebook had alerted her about a good thing. She was $1 million richer.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dude, how does the algorithm even know that? You know what I mean? How was she targeted for that ad? That's amazing.
It's crazy. I mean, would she have found that out if it wasn't for Facebook? The couple says probably not.
Whoa. Oh, really?
And now they love Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will you get the same feeling of euphoria if you go to the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page?
Uh-oh.
Probably
maybe.
Not.
Well.
But you never know unless you go and look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can look at pictures of us.
We won't have lottery numbers, that's for sure. Uh-huh. But we might post Jose's cholesterol numbers.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're also very high, about a million.
Yeah, could be worth the peak.
There's a lot of cholesterol.
How
in
is your heart still beating?
I don't know. I don't think it's a heart anymore. I think it's just a big bowl of mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go see the incredible numbers for yourself at the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page at Brooke and Jeffrey. Laser stories coming up next. It's the radio segment that just got rejected by Mattel for a new toy patent.
Oh.
Oh no.
Like Barbie's Dream House, he pitched Ken's Wet Dream.
No!
It's just him sitting by the pool.
Yeah. Oh. I play with that doll all the time.
Look, he's trying, Brooke. God.
Uh-uh.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
Those other snot dogs just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Elmira, Kentucky. 35-year-old Joseph Hellard walked into his local mini-mart recently with confident exuberance.
Oh.
You see, Joseph had a good feeling about the day. He was hopeful he might stumble into some riches because he'd zeroed in on purchasing his favorite scratch-off lottery tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. He is a happy boy.
Unfortunately for him, every single one he bought was a complete and total loser.
All I smell is poop.
Why are we talking about him?
Man.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the majority of people who buy them.
So, head low, Joseph was on his way out of the store when he put his hands in his coat pockets and suddenly he found $10 cash that he had no idea was in there.
Okay.
Whoa. That's always so fun.
It
you're
is.
Like, hey,
that's
look
like,
at me.
It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, because of his earlier feelings, he made the snap decision to turn around and buy another one. In fact, he ran into the store and selected a $10 100X scratcher.
Okay.
And in less than 30 seconds, Joseph was $250,000 richer.
Yeah!
Oh my God! Lucky! That is insane!
I have this dream constantly. It's gonna happen to me.
God.
I'm telling you.
If
guys.
I was dating him, I would have like scolded him and been like, you shouldn't spend the money. Like, that's ridiculous.
And then he'd break up with you and be like, I'm out!
Bystanders saw Joseph fall to the ground on his knees and asked him if he was okay.
Oh.
He told them he couldn't believe what he was seeing and that the money was life changing.
That is so cool.
Yeah, well, the celebration may have gone on a little too long, though.
Oh.
Because a few days later, he was pulled over for expired tabs, and a canine team found a smoking pipe with white crystal substance inside of it.
Go!
Oh, no. So what did he buy with his money, Jeff?
At
least he has good money for a good lawyer.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of France. There's a French town called Messange. Mm-hmm. And they had a mystery issue on their hands.
Missy has a mystery.
From midnight until 3 a.m. every day, their cellular and internet services weren't working.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Why? It's weird that it's just those 3 hours.
Yeah.
The local mobile company couldn't figure out the problem either, so they reached out to the French national internet security officials.
Whoa.
And after a few days in town, they discovered someone was using a signal jammer to block all radio frequencies.
At midnight to 3 a.m?
Super sketch.
And they traced the signal to a house, and that's when a middle-aged dad named Philippe answered the door.
Is his wife upset about what he's been looking at online during those hours?
That's actually a good call, Brooke.
Not quite, but when officials told him the issue, he was shocked. He explained he wasn't trying to take down the entire town's internet.
Oh.
He just didn't know how else to keep his teenage son from playing video games in the middle of the night.
Attention, Dad.
He's just trying to play like Call of Duty or something.
He said his children have become so addicted to social networks and gaming, he bought the jammer online as a last resort.
Oh my God, he took down the whole town.
Now, while it worked, probably wasn't worth it because jamming devices are illegal in France, and he's now facing 6 months in jail and a penalty of up to $36,000.
Oh my God, and the kid's like, sweet, six months.
And if you think this sounds like an amazing plan to use on your teen, think again, because they're also illegal in the USA and Canada and could get you imprisonment and significant monetary fines.
Oh, wow. My God. All the teens listening are very thankful that you added that part to the story, Jeffrey.
This next laser story is out of New York City. A man named Eduardo Martinez from Honduras was in Times Square when the worst possible situation happened. He lost his wallet.
Oh.
Sucks to be you, man.
That didn't feel good. That was like insult to injury. Yeah.
He immediately started to panic because inside was $4,000 cash.
Oh, my
Why?
God.
Why?
How do you even close a wallet with that much money in it?
The place was packed with tourists as Eduardo scoured the ground on the verge of tears.
It's gone.
He was about to give up when he was approached by two officers. And they told him, the wallet had been turned over by a fellow commuter who found it on the ground. After they confirmed the information, they handed it over to him.
And
that's when Eduardo opened it and found it was empty.
Too good to be true.
I'm just kidding. The entire $4,000 cash was still there.
Yay! Yep.
Wait, it was all still there?
It was all there. Eduardo said he was beyond grateful.
Wow.
And that the incident highlights the fact there's still good people out in the world.
Whoa.
And there's actually some good people in New York, too. Who knew?
There must have been the tourist.
Yeah.
It could have been someone from there.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies.
Yay, I love it here.
After surveying more than 1,500 travelers, a popular website found just who were the most annoying passengers on a plane.
Uh-oh.
Here's the results. Number 7 is the recliner.
Boo!
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either.
Any person in the seat in front of you getting their full recline on for the whole flight, I think it's annoying.
I don't move mine because I'm scared someone's going to get mad.
Number 6 is the noisy kid.
Yeah.
That includes any crying babies or children.
Oh, poor guys.
I know in 2017, Brooke yelled at a baby on an airplane and everybody clapped. So good work, Brooke.
That's not true.
Keep fighting the good fight.
I feel so bad for the parents.
No, I know.
Number 5, the drunk flyer.
Party's here.
Yep.
That one's obnoxious.
You hope they just fall asleep.
It's this entire room is what it is.
Yeah, dude, I wasted.
Number 4 is the leaner.
What's that?
It's like when someone leans into your seat area. It drives me nuts.
They lean on you or on the seat rest. Sometimes they're asleep or they just are trying to get comfy. I know last weekend I was the little spoon on a puddle jumper to Yakima.
Okay.
And that just started with a little lean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next thing I know.
Well, if you put your seat back, you wouldn't do the lean.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jose.
I've woken up on someone's shoulder before.
I'm saying that was a good experience.
Oh,
sorry, I liked it.
Number 3 is the loud and proud. Basically, the Karens of the world and other passengers who are just talking rude to the flight attendants.
Oh,
and
how is that not number 1?
They're just, you know how much I paid for this flight? Exactly. Like, hey, we all paid for this flight. Yeah. Chill out.
Number 2 is the stinker.
Did we need a sound effect? Did we?
Yeah,
no.
I think it helped.
No.
It completed the visual.
I loved it. Play it again.
It's a passenger with a bad body odor that continually happens or lingers during the whole flight.
Yeah.
And then finally, the number 1 most annoying person on the plane.
Who is it?
Any guesses?
I don't know.
We've gone over, I feel like,
food,
everybody.
Maybe?
Oh, bare feet?
The bare feet.
Nope, it's the kicker.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, yeah.
People hate getting their seat kicked more than anything else on an airplane.
Yeah, totally.
I know one guy who refuses to travel ever again.
Why?
Only because he joined the Mile High Club on every airline, so it's not really a challenge.
Mission accomplished.
Yep, and that sound means Laser Stories come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Maybe the cringiest wedding moment of all time is making news today.
Ooh.
And it doesn't involve fighting. It doesn't involve wedding crashers. It doesn't involve too much alcohol or even a bridezilla.
But that's surprising.
It's a scary bridezilla.
It is.
She's mad.
One of the absolute craziest stories we're probably going to hear all year long.
Ooh.
We're going to tell you what happened at this wedding coming up at 7:10. Awkward weddings.
Ooh.
We've covered a lot on this show.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we've heard of people wanting to propose during their sister-in-law's reception.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
We've heard couples exchanging vows via yoga pose.
Oh.
We've even witnessed a bride force her husband against his will to ride a camel down the aisle.
Oh, that was, wait a minute.
No,
Brooke.
I didn't force him. My mom did.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom.
He didn't want to be up on that camera.
But you know what? It's the biggest story he tells still to this day.
Well, wow. It, well, that normally when someone's scarred for life, they revisit that memory.
But recently, something popped up in the news that could put all those to shame when it comes to the cringe factor.
Whoa.
It's about a young woman named Desiree White. And she just posted a TikTok about this, but a little while ago, she was scheduled to get married.
Okay, cool.
And the best man was a dude named Bryant, who she was really good friends with all throughout high school and college.
Okay.
Bryant was also close with the husband-to-be.
All right, that's what would make him the best man, so that makes sense.
So the three of them were always hanging out together, and countless times they tried to set Bryant up to go out on double dates with them.
Okay.
And set him up with a girl, but things never seemed to work out.
That's always pretty natural. Like when you're in a couple and you get the one single friend.
Yeah, you're always third wheeling it. Or
yeah, it's like, oh, we're sick of just hanging out with you. Like, can't you find love? God.
I know. Why doesn't anyone like you?
He'd just be so less needy if he had someone.
So fast forward to their wedding day. Bryant watched his two best friends get hitched.
Aw, what a great feeling.
And then did something extremely surprising during the reception.
Oh, no.
Okay. During his best man speech.
No, don't even start it with that.
In front of 200 guests.
Stop it.
He says, quote, "I remember the first moment I saw Desiree. I loved her.
What?
I fell in love with her.
No.
No, he means it like as a friend, right?
She had to be mine.
What?
Oh.
I thought she was the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, again, not the groom talking.
Oh, my God.
Here's a picture of Bryant giving a speech at the wedding. They blurred out the husband's face.
Wait, why did he blur? Oh, my God.
Is there, like, a trial pending?
Why is the bride smiling and laughing
at him?
She does
look happy.
Maybe
she
cracked a
really
joke.
Happy.
He went on to say, "She is the best person I've ever met. I've never met anyone like her. And then I found out she already had a boyfriend. And I met him, and I thought we should all be friends."
This is getting creepy.
There's no, like, unless
she wants two husbands, that's okay, right?
They're all cool. They're open relationships.
So after that, the bride and groom were in total shock. They just sat there in stunned disbelief. Mm-hmm. So, of course, wave of awkwardness sweeps over the entire room once he's done.
Does he realize what he just did? Is it on purpose?
Well, Desiree tried to make it better by telling her husband, like, it's okay. Brian's just really, really drunk right now, and he's been feeling lonely. I'm sure he's just acting out.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Those were pretty put together sentences
for
a drunk person.
Well written.
It didn't quite stop, because later that evening, when the new husband was cutting a rug with the maid of honor, Bryant danced with Desiree. Here's Desiree talking about it.
That night on the last dance, he actually said to me, Bryant said to me during our last dance, "If I'm the best man, then why didn't you ever give me a chance? I would have always taken care of you." I was like, what?
Wow, bro.
Does this guy not understand timing?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been best friends for how long? And this is the time that you choose to come out with this.
If she liked you at all, she would have told you, or she would have tried.
What?
Like, obviously.
Bro.
What happened to never too late to shoot your shot?
No, this is too late.
Is this too late? Okay.
Ew. At the wedding? Yes, it's too late.
So Desiree asked him what he meant by that. He responded, "Nothing. I just love you. I love your husband."
What?
And then he got quiet.
Wait. Oh, man.
So less than a year later, Desiree's marriage began to crumble because her new husband had adopted what she called a totally different lifestyle.
What?
He just changed?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like
they start like drinking and gambling.
They go out to the clubs.
He's out all the time. And like before he was more like.
Not that Jose and I know anything about that.
I'm thinking about this.
Went off for a second there.
Well, you know, I have a bunch of married friends and they like to party a lot now.
But because of that, Desiree and her husband ended up divorcing.
Oh, in less than a year.
Less than a year into it. Desiree says she went through a deep depression during that time and really secluded herself. Desiree's ex-husband was already busy dating other people.
Living it up,
and she was seeing this all happen.
Now that's a guy who knows how to move on.
Was it the other bridesmaids that he moved to?
Most likely. But throughout that entire separation, Bryant was showering Desiree with emotional support. She says, quote, "He'd ask me out to eat or hang out with him while we watched a show. He was just trying to be there for me when I really needed it."
He was just trying to be in your pants, girl.
Yeah,
he was not trying to be there for you. I mean, nice that he was also there for you, but let's be honest.
To Desiree's surprise, one day while they were hanging out, Bryant just kissed her.
How is she surprised? Is she the dumbest woman in the world? There is nothing surprising about that.
Good point.
She says, When he kissed me, I didn't stop. I kissed him back, and I was shocked. It was good. It felt really natural.
Yay.
And almost immediately, the two friends became lovers.
Wow.
And
it's awkward when you say it that way. Yeah. But yeah.
Lovers.
Yeah, well, here they are, happy couple. Within a year, she became pregnant with their first son, Sawyer, who is now 9 years old.
Oh,
the
wow.
couple got married in 2012, so now it's been a decade since that happened.
And I love that through it, she changed her hair color. Because at the first wedding, it's brunette. Second wedding, she's a blonde.
Now they're parents to four little boys.
Four.
Here they are.
That's actually really cute. I'm glad it worked out.
Wow.
You really changed your tune on that one.
Good for them.
Water under the bridge.
Okay. Yeah.
Weird stuff happens.
That's a good lesson for all the guys out there. If you're secretly in love with your best friend's girl, don't tell her now. Wait till she says I do at the wedding. That's how true happiness works.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that she doesn't get pregnant again and he drops the news that he's cheating on her while
Brooke.
She's in labor. I'm just saying the guy's bad at timing.
Brooke, don't project your issues onto their happy marriage, okay? Phone taps coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And have you ever signed up for one of those 7-day free trials?
Oh, gosh.
And you mean to cancel it before the window ends, but then you forgot.
That's how they get you.
Yep. And they always get me.
Yeah.
12 years later, still getting bills from PolishGrannyCam.web.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff.
Gotta remember to go in and cancel.
Yeah.
How old is that Polish granny by now?
Yeah. She's the oldest. Today, I call a guy who waited until the very last second to unsubscribe from his 7-day trial with a popular TV streaming service.
Okay.
Oh, just got it.
Oh, and if he was just a few minutes quicker, things would have been different.
Minutes?
But instead, his entire life is about to get turned upside down.
Oh, no.
And he has no idea what happens next. It's your phone tap right after this.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Terry calling from TV. I'm looking to speak with Jack.
This is him.
Hi, Jack. I was just calling because we received your email about issues you had canceling your streaming package.
Yes, I did the 7-day free trial and just emailed to cancel the plan, which I did it within 7 days, but it looked like I got charged anyway.
Well, I can definitely help you out with that. Let me pull up your account and see what's going on here, okay?
Thank you, Terry.
Of course. Hold on. Oh. Okay, so looks like you did cancel your account, but it came in 5 minutes after the cutoff time.
What?
Squiddly dee darn.
I thought I did it in time. I did it within a 7-day period.
No, I'm sorry, you did not.
Any way you can make an exception? I definitely did it on a 7th day.
Oh, I wish I could, but I'm sorry, I can't do that. The good news, though, Jack, is that you were automatically enrolled into our Diamond Platinum package. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, but what do I have to do to cancel? Would I have to wait the full 30 days to cancel it?
Sir, I'm sorry. The Diamond Platinum plan is not month to month.
What do you mean?
The Diamond Platinum package is a 30-year commitment.
No way.
Mm-hmm. The good news is that it locked you in a fantastic value price, only $120 a year for 30 years. Isn't that nice?
What are you talking about? I don't want a streaming service for 30 years.
Well, did you not read the terms and conditions on the free trial?
No, nobody reads that stuff.
Oh, Jupiter. Because if you did, you would have seen that after your free trial expires, you're immediately enrolled in the 30-year Diamond
Plan. Sir, who in their right mind would sign up for a 30-year plan?
Well, we actually have thousands of our users who absolutely love it.
Well, I doubt it. I think it's stupid. I don't want that. I don't want the package. That's why I called to cancel it.
Okay, I guess there is another option. If you no longer would like to subscribe, I can send you an email to cancel your plan.
Yes, I would like to cancel.
Okay, so you want to cancel. There is going to be a small cancellation fee.
Let me guess, 10 grand? You guys are unbelievable. Okay,
sir, no, you didn't let me finish. It only costs 99 cents.
As in a dollar, 99 cents?
Less than a dollar, actually.
If I could pay a dollar to cancel, that's fine.
Dynamite. So, sir, are you at your computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link to your email, but you got to be ready because if you don't click the link within 30 seconds, then you will automatically be upgraded to our 40-year uranium plan.
No, no, no. We're not going to do a 40. We're not going to do 30-year. Hold on 1 second. I'm logging into my computer.
Sent.
You didn't mention I just had 30 seconds to do it, right? You mean 30 seconds after I log into my computer, correct?
It's more like 25 seconds now, so I would definitely hurry.
Are you serious? It's
make sure to check your junk folder, because a lot of them get sent over to junk.
What do you mean? Who sends something and expects you to sign in 20 seconds?
I did forget to tell you, sometimes in the past, customers have said that there can be a 45-second delay. With some
This is ridiculous. What type of scam are you running here?
Hurry and click it, hurry.
Who can do this in 30 seconds? This is ridiculous.
I'm rooting for you. Four,
all I want
three,
is my feedback. And I don't want to pay for a damn platinum package for 30 years. No.
Time is up. Okay, did you click it?
No, I didn't click on any link. I barely opened my an email. Are you serious?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir.
Just give me the damn deposit back.
Aw, monkey butters. You just must have been a little bit slow on the uptake there. Would you like to hear about your new 40-year package?
I absolutely don't want to hear about a streaming package that I'm going to use for 40 years.
Well, it's better. It's got better value.
You take the better value and you shove it up your
Well, that's not very nice, sir.
Are you serious? That's not very nice. You give me 30 seconds to get into my computer and sign documents.
It was for the 99-second cancellation fee. We have to have give and take.
You know what? Let me speak with your damn supervisor. How about that?
Sir, I'm sorry, but customer service is not included in your 40-year uranium package.
Bullshit! Put your supervisor or a manager on the phone.
I can tell you prank calls are. Would you like one of those? Free of charge.
I would speak with who?
You can speak with a radio host.
Yeah, okay.
His name is Jeffrey. He's really, really swell.
No way.
My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on
you. Oh, my gosh. No, you're not.
Yeah, your girlfriend Janice set you up. She said you got really mad at yourself for not canceling a TV streaming service the other day.
Oh,
she wanted to play a prank on you.
I feel like a fool. Oh, my gosh. We listen all the time. We love you guys.
Oh, we love
you,
too.
I can't believe that. Is she on the phone?
No, she's not here. But,
hey, before you go, check your email because you need to click the link in 3 seconds or you're automatically enrolled in our Ben Franklin's Silver Century deal.
You're like using this voice I don't know, and I couldn't catch it. I didn't know it was you, bud. You guys are great.
Terry's very tricky.
Yes, he is. I feel like a fool.
Yeah. Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What are you willing to give up for love?
Wow.
It's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to move to a different city?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Would you abandon your entire family if that's what it took?
Wow,
that doesn't seem healthy.
Probably, yeah. But
okay.
Would you cancel your subscription to your favorite magazine, Colonial Fashion Doll Quarterly?
Never!
Oh, wow.
That's my favorite.
How will I know how to dress my January doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some lines you can't cross.
Yep.
Well, the man in today's second date asked the woman on the phone to do something that would send most of us into an anxiety-filled, panicked rage.
Oh, man.
Okay.
The most shocking part is she actually did it.
Yeah.
And now she's not getting a call back.
That is so messed up.
How does this happen? We'll find out what went on in your second date coming up next.
Second date update.
We've got a girl on the phone for today's second date update named Cassidy. And she said in her email that they did a little social experiment on their first date. Didn't say what it was, but I've done a few myself. So Cassidy, I'm guessing you both went to dinner with no pants on to see if they'd still serve you.
No.
It's illegal.
I want to know, does it work?
I mean, it really depends on what restaurants you hit up.
No, because, it's not.
Well, yeah, if they have one of those make-your-own omelet stations, then you could probably get away with Porky Pig in it there.
I see what you're saying.
They're pretty lax. But Cassidy, what are we talking about social experiment-wise here?
Cassidy?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, hi. You're doing a second date update, remember?
Maybe the social experiment she's doing is let's get on the radio and then talk. See what happens.
Sorry, I was texting somebody.
Oh, my God. Really? Like we can't put our phone. I mean, I don't want you to put your phone down now, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, well, concentrate, Cassidy.
Clearly, this is a priority for you. So who's this guy that you want us to call while you text away?
Okay. So this guy's name is Sam. Uh-huh. And he and I met on Tinder.
Okay.
And I really liked him. He was like a really unique guy. He had like the perfect dad bod, which I'm very into. So he wasn't like too muscular. He wasn't too skinny. I like that.
Stop it. Huh? Are you in your 20s? Why are you going for dad bods? You have the rest of your life to be hooked up with a dad bod.
Dad bods are important to society, bro.
I'm
back
just
off.
Saying, man, your single year should be not spent on dad bods. You got the next 50 of them to do that.
It sounds like you're too old and you're not taking advantage of the dad bods around here.
She makes a good point.
Yeah, her husband is a runner. So this girl, don't listen to her.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so Dad Bod Sam, that's his name?
Yeah.
All right, and what did you and Flabby do for your date?
So we went to go eat seafood.
Okay.
And everything was really going great, and that's when the social experiment came in.
So wait, is this something you guys came up with together, or?
No, it was something that he came up with.
Oh, what was it?
So he looks at me and he goes, "Do you trust me?"
Ooh.
And I said, "Yes."
Why would you say that? You never say yes immediately to a guy that's just randomly like, "Do you trust me?"
Yeah, especially a guy you met on Tinder.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think the universe is telling you, scream no.
He has not given her a reason to not trust him, okay?
Being on Tinder is enough reason not to trust someone.
All right, so you said yes. What did he want you to do?
So I hand him my cell phone. He tells me I can turn it off.
Okay.
He calls over the waiter, and he hands the waiter both of our cell phones, and he says to him, "Don't give it back until we're done with dessert."
This guy's crazy. What? No phones?
Yeah, can't call for help now, little lady.
I mean, I guess I could see this being like a classy move. Like he wants to focus on just the two of them.
Kidding aside,
have no distractions.
Yeah.
So as the waiter is walking away with our cell phones, I was freaking out. I was like, what is going on? I don't understand. This is really strange. This is really weird. So I was just like trying not to be vocal about it. But yeah, it was a weird kind of thing to do.
Yeah, she's breaking into cold sweats and her hands start to shake.
Dude, I feel you.
You need your fix. I mean, how is anybody going to know what your dessert looks like if you can't take a picture of it?
I mean,
exactly.
Even if you don't answer during a date, to feel the buzz, just to know it's on you,
yeah,
is important.
Yeah. Like, people are with me on this date.
Exactly.
I'm not alone.
He sounds so jaded over here, but he took the phone away. And so how did it go?
Actually, after the phones were gone and we had no distractions, it ended up being really good. And we were focusing on each other. We were both listening and talking. And the whole thing was really sweet.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
so,
great.
I mean, did you end the date thinking, oh, my God, I'm never going to use my phone again?
I mean, listen, I would love to have my phone. You know, it's like a part of me. But it was really nice for, like, that hour that we were together that I didn't have. And we just got to be with each other.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
Great.
So, besides that, did anything, like, weird happen?
No. So afterwards, we had a really, really great time. There was a small kiss.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure I would get a text or a call. But here's the thing, though. He's not taking initiative, and he hasn't asked me out on a second date. So I'm honestly shocked. Like, I don't understand.
So have you tried to ask him out at all?
I mean, I've tried to, like, hint to him that I would be really interested in going on another date with him.
Yeah.
But he's not taking the bait.
So what do you think it is that maybe turned him off?
I don't know, and I really want to know because I actually really like him.
Well,
right.
How long has it been? Because if he's not a big phone guy, obviously, maybe he literally isn't checking his phone.
Maybe he's writing you letters in the mail and then just haven't gotten there yet.
Maybe a carrier pigeon is going to bring it to your doorstep.
No!
I mean, it's been a while, and so he should have asked by now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I think this one is actually weird. Like, for
Mystery.
Someone to be interested enough to want to actually concentrate on you during the date, give you a kiss.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell you guys, but he was super sweet and super cute during the dessert.
Oh,
how?
Really?
So he asked for a candle for the tiramisu, mm-hmm. and I looked at him and I was like, oh, it's not my birthday. It's not going to be my birthday for another 6 months. And he was like, well, we should celebrate your half birthday. And so the candle Aww. Came out and he was like singing happy half birthday to you.
Oh my God, that's really cute.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Dude, and free dessert? I would celebrate quarter birthdays if we got free desserts
Dude,
out of it.
I hope Dad Bod Sam turns out as good as you say he is.
I like him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, Sam apparently has already won over everybody in this room. Mm-hmm. So if he won't go out with you, maybe he'll go out with Jose.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song, come back. We'll give him a call and see if we can get you a second date update. All right, Cassidy?
Cool, thanks.
Okay, hold on.
Second date update.
We've got a very special caller on the phone with us right now.
What?
1, 2, 3. Happy half birthday, dear Cassidy. Happy half birthday to you.
Yay! Yay, Cassidy!
Yeah, Cassidy celebrated her half birthday recently when she went out to dinner with a guy named Sam. Because Sam asked the waiter to bring a candle to put in their tiramisu. And when Cassidy said, my birthday's not for 6 months, he's like, well, we'll just celebrate your half birthday.
Yeah.
How smooth.
Dude, it's so cute. And Cassidy, I gotta say, thumbs up for you, because I have been trying to get people to celebrate my half birthday for years, and no one is on board.
No one can count that high, though, so
Shut
it's really hard to celebrate her birthday.
Dang it.
Half is hard.
Always.
That was actually the funniest thing you guys said all morning.
Oh, thanks, Cassidy. Thanks.
Yeah, high praise.
Has anything else come to your mind that's gone wrong? Because so far, you have told us about the world's most perfect Tinder date ever.
I'm telling you, he was sweet. He had the perfect dad bod. Everything was amazing.
Okay. You're like, let me squeeze those love handles, baby.
Yeah,
oh, Cassidy, maybe you didn't have the right amount of dad bod. Did you ever think about that?
Mom bod.
Maybe.
Maybe she'd eat a little bit more tiramisu the next time before you go out on the date.
That's the thing. Nobody finds mom bod sexy. Yeah, it's not a thing.
Mom bod?
I don't think it's a thing.
How dare you say that? I find all mom bods attractive, so.
Yeah, even your own.
Yeah.
No. I'm in single mom.
Yeah.
You're right. You're expecting. Right. You're not.
No, stop.
Yeah, we're getting too weird. Let's just make the call to Sam. And Cassidy, we're going to try and get you your second date update, all right?
Cool.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I talk to Sam, please?
This is Sam. Who's this?
This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
Oh.
So we take it you don't listen very often. That's okay.
I think I heard of it. I don't know.
No, you don't have to humor us. It's okay. Not everyone has.
That was awesome, Sam. Right. This is actually probably pretty good news for you, I would think.
A girl named Cassidy told us about you. She said that you guys went on a date and she had a great time.
So you're calling me, why? I mean, what's going on? I don't understand.
Well, we're calling you because part of the second date update is that we reach out to you and try and figure out the reason why you're not calling someone back after you go on a date with them.
And Cassidy had a great time with you. And for some reason, you haven't asked her out again.
So I'm assuming she talked to you guys about this.
Yeah.
Yep.
She told us all about how sexy your dad bod is and
oh my God.
About the little thing that you did with the tiramisu and the candles.
So, but seriously,
oh, yeah.
Applause. Good move with a half birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks.
On our end, the date seemed really good. So what's the reason that you're not calling her back?
Well, I mean, after this first experience, I just can't really see myself with her, I guess you could say. I don't know. Just the type of girl that she is.
Type of girl?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, just her personality, I just see some red flags.
Okay.
Can you be more specific?
When we first met, I mean, you know, first impressions are everything. And my first impression of her was really, really good. It was almost kind of too good.
Oh, that's it. Red flag, too good. That's usually the number one.
What is it?
Sometimes it is.
What does that mean, it's too good? How is something too good?
Look, normal people, they don't make a really great first impression, okay? There's usually something off, something a little weird or awkward.
Okay.
And with her, everything was just perfect and really comfortable.
Okay,
Sam, we need to sit down because it sounds like you have been on Tinder too long and what you expect on a first date has really changed because that is what you want.
Yeah, man, Brooke's right. Like, what's really bothering you?
Well, there's one thing about her. It's this listening thing.
What listening thing?
She's a really good listener.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I feel like you're not even hearing yourself right now, Sam.
Hold on. Hear him out.
When somebody's a really good listener, it just puts a lot of pressure on me to kind of talk well and to be interesting.
Okay.
I'm not used to being on a date with a girl that was so focused on me.
Well, but wasn't that your whole plan? Because she told us about the, like, social experiment you did where you had the waiter take your phones.
Yeah, but...
Because you wanted to have the time for you two to concentrate on each other. And that's exactly what happened.
So, yeah, your idea worked.
Yeah,
but now you're saying that you're upset that she was listening to you?
She just seemed like way, way too good of a listener. And it rubbed me the wrong way. It really did.
I actually do kind of see what he's saying because she has been listening to this whole conversation.
So basically, what? I'm too good of a listener, so you don't want to go on a date with me?
See, she did hear it.
She's listening. Oh
yeah,
she's
been right on the other line listening to the conversation. Yeah.
That was Cassidy.
Hi, Cassidy.
Yeah, like, are you serious? This is honestly the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. I've literally never heard a man complain about being too good of a listener.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you normal? Do you normally listen that well? Or
what has happened in the dating world, you guys? Like, your red flag is all positives. Like, yeah. You realize that, Sam.
I feel like this isn't really about listening or fun conversations. Like, what's the real issue?
I think he's scared. Are you scared of commitment? Is that what it is? You're scared of liking
no.
someone?
Are you in love with your mom?
No.
There's some deep-seated root to this behavior. I'm trying to figure it out.
Listen, Cassidy. You were so focused on me and you were just so overly kind of attentive. It just makes me think that, well, she doesn't know how to behave without her phone.
Are you kidding me right now? That's how you think? You are crazy.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy talk.
I think I know what he's trying to say.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. I can never remember people's names. If someone can remember my name and met me once, I'm always like, how did you do that? So if a whole date goes flawlessly, I can kind of see why. It's like, how did that even happen?
But how frustrating, Cassidy. Like, I would be so frustrated right now if I were you.
Honestly, it just sounds like he wants another type of girl and not me.
You think it's an excuse. You don't believe him. You think that he's just saying you're too perfect just to let you down easy?
Totally, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Listen, no, it isn't like that at all. I would like to do this again. I just think that maybe I could throw out a couple of suggestions for you the next time we do go out, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure, Sam. Why don't you list them off?
I hope you're listening.
I told you before that you made a really good first impression. How about this second time around, maybe don't do that?
What do you want her to do? Like, show up late?
No, maybe not be so engaging. I want her to have more awkward pauses.
Yeah, stumble over your words. Make him feel more comfortable, like he's not intimidated by this perfect woman.
I can't believe this is happening right now.
Cassidy, people talk a lot about themselves, okay? And I don't want that, but I want someone that kind of talks about themselves, you know, a decent amount.
Huh.
To the point where I have to kind of fight to get a word in, you know?
What?
That makes me listen.
Okay. Cassidy, wait, hold on. Is what you're trying to say, Sam, you just want her to be more vulnerable with you and more herself?
I just don't want somebody that makes that good of a first impression. I want somebody that doesn't listen that great.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, even if you want to be kind of clingy towards me, I'm totally cool with it.
Oh, my
kind
God.
Of clingy.
Not full clingy.
So,
yeah, just drop the Y, just the cling. You just want a little cling from your ladies.
Are you good with that, Cassidy?
No.
No, hold on, Cassidy. Slow down. I thought you were a good listener. Let me ask. Would you like to go out on another date with Sam? We will pay for it.
Come on, Cassie. Honestly, think about it. It might be kind of fun to just go and try to have the worst date you possibly can.
Really bomb it.
I mean, just try to mess it up bad.
Yeah, forget his name.
It'd just be a fun night.
Cassidy, really, listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. I know you're a good listener. And if you just go by a couple of the suggestions that I made, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be not too good, but it's going to be good.
We don't want it to be great.
So?
What do you say, Cassidy? Do you want to be his imperfect woman?
He doesn't deserve me. He needs to be with someone who's got all of these things that he wants because he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
He needs issues.
Well, he just needs a little less self-confidence, Cassie.
Actually, look, that wouldn't be that bad because she did come off very self-confident.
Oh, my,
oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
You lost me.
Yeah,
now,
that's
dude.
An instant turn off.
Terrible.
All right,
well, congrats, Cassidy.
Well, yeah, I mean, congrats, but sorry we couldn't get you a second date.
Yeah.
At least we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for trying, you guys.
Oh, all right. So did she say yes? I wasn't listening.
She said no.
Oh, she said no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, whatever.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've seen some interesting travel trends come and go over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like recently there's been the whole van life thing.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Is that
dude.
Over yet?
I think so.
It keeps going.
Yeah. It's still happening?
No,
still.
I keep seeing, like, hashtag why van life sucks.
No, yeah.
Well,
no.
Now they figure it out.
Yeah, no. Right.
Quit your job in your early 20s and have no plan for the rest of your life. See how that goes for you.
Yeah.
It's only trust fund kids that do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're fine.
So there's also been war tourism. Do you guys remember when we talked about that?
Yeah.
People want to get kidnapped and stuff?
No, you go to where wars are happening live. Oh. And then it's BYOH. Bring your own helmet.
Oh, jeez.
I don't remember that, but okay.
And then there's even deadly food trips, where you visit places where the food famously could kill you.
No, like the Blowfish Factory in Japan?
Like, ooh, yes, I'll have the barbecued malaria fish.
Oh, no.
Put the poison on the side. Thank you. But in the news right now, there's a brand new type of vacation that thousands of people are getting into. It's a little bit weird,
okay,
but it is gaining popularity, and you might even want to do it yourself.
We won't die. Yeah, we won't die for it.
No promises. You'll find out what it is coming up at 8:10. You ready to go on one of the weirdest vacations of your life?
God, I'm ready for any vacation.
Yeah, vacations, vacation, Jeff.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I know for me personally, I'm horrible when it comes to packing a bag for a trip.
Oh, it's so hard.
Like, I end up packing like 30 different outfits for just a two-night stay.
Yeah, you never wear any of them.
Because I don't know what I'm going to feel like wearing once I actually get there. Like, am I going to want the latex nightgown or do I want to go with the leather one?
Oh, my gosh.
Depends on the weather out that day.
Why are you wearing nightgowns,
bro? I'm the opposite. Anything I can fit in my purse is good enough.
Yeah.
So you have the latex one folded in your purse.
And then I need a whole nother suitcase for all my creams and lotions and oils.
Which is hard to get through TSA.
Right. But what? Is this body going to butter itself when we get there? No.
Okay.
I got to put in the works. Just so much packing.
Okay.
But soon, we may not need to worry about what to pack for a vacation ever again.
Okay.
Why?
Because one of the hottest new travel trends happening right now is something called naycations.
Ooh.
It's purposefully finding vacation spots and adventure trips that allow tourists to go completely nude the whole time.
Whoa.
I'm hoping this is only in warm climates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be as fun if it's a cold place.
I don't know. It could be kind of cool to do that up in, like, Greenland or something. But it's not like, you know, clothing optional tourism is a whole new idea, but it's definitely having a really big moment right now. Nude recreation in the state of Florida alone, this is just in Florida, brought in $7 billion.
Whoa! No way. I didn't know it was that big.
I guess Bezos just took a trip there with his girlfriend and was like, let's buy this place. It.
But every time I've been to a topless or nude beach, for instance, it's always old people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them right now. So I could get why Florida is just bringing in the cash.
I get that. But apparently naycations aren't just for like weird, horny grandparents.
Oh, really?
It's weird, horny great-grandparents, too. Just every age. Actually, it turns out a lot of naycationers are millennials and Gen Xers who are looking to have one of those spiritual journeys of self-discovery.
Man,
you're gonna like hire
AKA
a shaman.
Rich white kids going to Ja Rule's party island.
It's like we need to find a reason to do the drugs.
Yeah.
Look, we never got fire fast and I'm still trying to recreate it.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Real quick, any of you guys done nude tourism before at all?
No.
I've been to topless beaches, but not like a nudist place.
Mm. Yeah,
Does that make sense?
Did you discover anything about yourself when you went there?
Yeah, my boobs are more perky than I realized.
Hey.
Like in comparison, when you can stand on a beach.
So you were
like,
judging people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That was the day that the beach got a one-star review on TripAdvisor when Brooke went. But there's all sorts of different ones available. Like there's naked ocean cruises.
Oh.
I've heard about those before.
Yeah.
There's naked RV road trips.
It doesn't feel as classy.
No, it doesn't.
That's if you're working on a budget, I assume.
Imagine pulling up to the rest stop, the whole family gets out. Are they all naked? All of them?
They have naked jungle river canoe tours.
Ooh.
Bring your bug spray.
I was going to say.
Something's getting bitten and you don't want to be bitten.
It's itchy and red bumps for a different reason.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I swear I was on a river cruise.
Exactly.
There's actually one travel company out there that specializes in naked trips called Bear Necessities.
Oh, that's cute.
I love a good pun.
And you can sign up to one of their travel programs and actually go with an entire group of new travelers. So you're not doing this just by yourself or just your family. And they say all their clients walk away with lifelong connections after taking just one vacation.
Are you making eye contact a lot when you're on a naked vacation with other tourists that you meet? Or are you looking other places? Because I think I'd have a hard time.
I think you have to. You have to look.
Right.
You have to look and you just
get out of the way.
Yeah, get the awkwardness out of the way on the first like 10 hours or so.
You just gotta have good hand-eye coordination for the handshakes when you meet people. Yeah. You don't miss the hand.
In my very limited experience, I do appreciate, like, I don't know, you walk away thinking, oh, all bodies are different.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
No, it's a good
And that's something that you don't get when you just look on YouTube or, you know, any media in general.
Media, yeah. Everything's Photoshopped.
And everyone looks the same, right?
Are you saying that you're looking for other people's bodies on YouTube and on social media? Are you Googling this stuff?
I'm just saying what I'm like. Maybe. I will say swimming naked, it feels great.
Yeah, I've done that. That's fun.
God,
yeah.
It's the best way to swim.
But in that case, it's not really skinny dipping. You can't put the word skinny on that one.
Yeah, mine's chubby dipping.
Yeah. I really can't believe this is so popular right now.
Would you do it, Jeff? You just seem like a type that would actually go to something like this and button one more button on the top of your shirt.
Yeah, because like I could see this happening like in the 70s. Sure. But in the age of the internet, you're like begging to get yourself in trouble.
But that's the thing. Nobody cares anymore. If you're naked on the internet, it's not a thing. Like,
yeah,
it used to be
an
issue. But like now, you can log on. Britney's naked all the time. Yeah. Nobody cares.
All right,
if you're naked.
Great. So we'll post a picture of Brooke naked on our website a little bit later. No one cares, right?
I mean, if my kids weren't, you know,
listening. Oh, now there's rules.
Yeah, okay.
I see. But, okay.
You know.
I don't know. But would anybody here do it? Would anybody here take a vacation?
I want a good tan. I hate tan lines.
You just want to go through TSA in the buff. That's what this is. Because they have that new metal detecting machine where you have to stick your hands up and Brooke's naked in there. Text in to 78592. What do you think? Should Disneyland get aboard the naked tourism trend?
That's maybe going a little far.
Nobody cares anymore, right?
I guess your ride will be It's a Small World.
Yep. Yeah. Text
in. Just turn this ride into Splash
Mountain.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Keep texting in.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's Box!
All right, Brooke, going for 9 wins in a row today.
Woo.
And it's time to take another person's trivia V card.
Oh, I love this.
Her name is Desiree from Puyallup. Hey, Desiree.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's got you so happy today, Desiree?
I'm hoping to win $100. So.
Yeah.
Oh man. And how are you gonna feel when you don't?
Oh, probably pretty low.
Okay.
I have a feeling you're gonna be fine after.
It's gonna be a real roller coaster for you then.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna send Brooke out of the studio, and Desiree, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Your time starts now. On this day in 2004, Facebook launched from the dorms of what Ivy League institution?
Harvard.
How many rings does the Audi logo have?
5.
The first Trader Joe's opened in what West Coast state?
Washington.
What former Daily Show correspondent starred in The Office?
Pat.
Poison Ivy is the female villain of what famous superhero?
Batman.
850 is the highest, but what's the lowest credit score possible in America?
230.
All right. Got those answers in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And it says on my phone screener here, Desiree says, quote, "I'm pretty interesting."
But wait, why?
Yeah, is there a reason that you told our phone screener that?
Well, that's all I could come up with for something interesting about
Okay. You know what? I love it.
I'm so interesting, I can't even get into it.
I want it on a t-shirt.
Cool, I'm pretty interesting.
Super interesting, don't ask me.
Yeah, it's really good. You know what, though? You got good confidence, and that is a game changer in life.
Yeah, I believe it's true, just from hearing the sound of her voice.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Brooks, your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2004, Facebook launched from the dorms of what Ivy League institution?
Stanford.
How many rings does the Audi logo have?
4.
The first Trader Joe's opened in what West Coast state?
California.
What former Daily Show correspondent starred in The Office?
BJ Novak.
Poison Ivy is the female villain of what famous superhero?
Batman.
850 is the highest, but what's the lowest credit score possible in America?
100.
According to NASA, what's the brightest spot on Earth from space?
New York City.
All right, answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you did with Jose.
Funerals are insane. The chicks are so horny, it's not even fair.
Bolaños.
It's so messed up.
Oh, that is. Desiree, you got two correct today.
That's all right, Desiree.
You're so interesting. I love it. And Brooke.
Yes.
You got three correct.
Oh, okay. I will take it.
Oh, man.
Barely.
Oh, no, Desiree, I'm sorry. Let's go over the answers for everybody here. On this day in 2004, Facebook launched from the dorms of Harvard. Stanford is not an Ivy League school, Brooke.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
Oh,
well. It's only the East Coast schools.
Okay. I did not go to any Ivy League school, so no. I didn't know that.
It's a group
okay.
of schools on the
you know
East Coast
I
called
trust,
the Ivy League.
I will trust the private school kids.
It does make
okay?
sense, yeah.
Nobody They're, talked to me about those
he's
things.
He's like, I went to
okay.
Cornell and yeah. Brown.
Well,
yeah. so.
Brooke does not drive an Audi, but she knew that it has four rings in its
oh.
logo.
Yeah, because it bothers me. I like odd numbers, and the Audi logo bothers
you
me.
You want to be five.
Trader Joe's opened in California in 1958. Whoa. They didn't come to Washington until 1995.
Whoa.
The Daily Show correspondent that starred in The Office would be Steve Carell.
The guy, the main
oh,
guy.
Like, I mean, once you say
yeah.
it, I
know.
I was
also,
like overthinking it.
Ed Helms was also in both.
I didn't know
He
that.
Was a correspondent for a while. And Stephen Colbert also made a short appearance
That's
on The
right.
Office.
I knew that.
Poison Ivy is the female villain of Batman. 850 is the highest credit score possible in America. 300 is the lowest.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just ask Jose.
Asked Jose.
Exactly.
Yep.
According to NASA, the brightest spot on Earth from space is the Las Vegas Strip.
All right. That's where I make my credit score go down.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for playing with us, Desiree. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's like every day I find another reason to love the Washington Potato Commission and Washington potato growers. Because our potato growers are committed to sustainable farming practices to grow spuds for generations to come. You hear that, kids? You got spuds for life. And it means so much that 99% of Washington potato farms are family run. These growers are environmentalists at their core, and they want their crops and fields healthy for their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. You get it? All those little tater tots out there. Farmers rely on cost-effective, reliable energy like hydropower for harvesting and processing potatoes. Oh, by using GPS trackers while fertilizing and more energy-efficient farming equipment, they're using less diesel and releasing less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Go to potatoes.com/farmfamilies to learn more about their sustainable farming practices.